the words of Jesus. Say the words of Jesus. Don't look. I say I'm not preaching. So everything we are doing, just get involved and do it. All right? Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. I want to quote a few words of Jesus. In fact, we will read together a few words of Jesus. Mark chapter 16. If I'll do any kind of exhortation, it will not be more than 2 to 5 minutes. And we are talking about the supernatural. Somebody say the supernatural. Expect the supernatural. We are supernatural beings. And expect the supernatural all the time. God is a miracle working God. And that's why we need to know the words of Jesus. The things that he said. Mark chapter 16 verse 15. Mark 16 verse 15. Start by saying, and he said to them, so Jesus was speaking. So the rest is going to be the words of Jesus. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. And they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. These were the words of Jesus. And the Bible says, So, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. We were just ministered to about wherever God leads us, we will follow. We need to obey God. Whatever he tells us to do, we must obey him. And one of the last statements that Jesus made while he was on earth is what we just read. So if you're not taking that statement seriously, and in that statement, there were very clear instructions. Go into all the world and preach. That is why you are alive. So if you're not preaching, you don't deserve to be alive. If you're not preaching, you don't deserve to be blessed. If you're not preaching, you don't deserve the good things in life. Jesus says, go into all the world and preach. Just go and preach. What am I going to preach? I don't know, but just go and preach. That is the instruction of our Lord. The very last words that he spoke to us before he left this earth. Go and preach to every creature. Go and preach to anybody that will listen. Go and do it. Just go and do it. That was the first part of his statement. And the second part of his statement, he said, these signs will follow you. He didn't say you will perform miracles, you will do signs, you will do wonders, you will do healings. No, he says go and preach. And as you go and you preach, these signs will follow you. So your work is to preach. And his work is to do the signs. And these signs will follow you. And as they follow you, it will make you begin to wonder yourself. And to make those who are hearing you wonder, are these things that this guy is saying? There is something in it. And there is something in it because Jesus said, anyone who believes will be saved. And he who does not believe will be condemned. My message, if you call it a message for today, is done. So obey. Go out and preach. Just go out and preach. Go out and preach. Go out and preach. And as we go, I want you to expect the supernatural, because Jesus said these signs will follow them. You see, there's something about Christians, and I'm going to do something strange this morning. There's something about Christians. We know the power of God. Who doesn't know about the power of God? Because, hey, who doesn't know? Nobody. So we all know about the power of God, right? and we hear about the power of God, and we hear testimonies about the power of God, and secretly all of us desire that we will experience or would manifest the power of God. Is that not right? Even if you don't say it openly, secretly we desire that we will experience the power of God. But the truth is that the power of God is not necessarily experienced in church. The power of God is experienced in two places. The first place where Jesus Christ instructed us, he said, go and preach and these signs will follow you. The second place we experience the power of God is in ourselves, in our character. We are of a certain sort. Some of us even think we are good, but we know that we are not good. Some of us think that academically we are not the best, in sports we are not too good. There's something that can work in you. The power of the Holy Ghost can work in you and make you a different person. It will completely transform you to become more like Jesus. As we stay in his presence and behold his glory, the Bible says we are changed from glory to glory and we become more and more like Jesus. These are two ways where the power of God works mightily in our lives. And this is the reason why we need to be reading the Word of God and focusing especially on the things that Jesus said. And like we told you earlier on, later in the service today, we'll be launching a one-week program, and I expect all of us to get involved, where we are going to be reading the words of Jesus. Last week I told you 8 hours, but it doesn't take 8 hours. It takes just about 6.5 hours to read through the words of Jesus. And you can do that in one sitting. If you get another, you can finish reading the words of Jesus this afternoon before tomorrow morning. But this morning, some of us have been playing church and we've been playing some things. And some of you, I watched some of us when we were coming to church. All we were focused on the way we were walking and the dress we were walking, the dress we were wearing, and how people would see us. And some of us were late, but it's like we were not bothered. We were just walking some styles and coming to, okay, it's Sunday. I didn't even want to come to church. My parents said I should come, so I've come. And we were just walking like basically, you came. When we were praying, some of you didn't even know that we prayed, because by the time you came to church, you had finished praying. And then we were singing praise, and some of you just looking on, like some of them who are just walking right now. We're singing praise, and some of you, you won't sing, you won't shake your head, you won't dance, you won't do anything, we're just there. But you know something Jesus said? The scripture says that where two or more are gathered, I'm there in their midst. Have you heard that scripture before? They were spoken by Jesus. He said, where two or more are gathered in his name, he is there. And this morning, I can assure you that we are far more than two in this place. And Jesus is in this place. The presence of God is in this place. And we need to learn how to stay in the presence of God and experience his power. That's what today's service is about. Learning to stay in his presence, being captivated with his love, that we grow not to fear anything anymore, that we are just lost in love and in wonder, knowing that he's in covenant with us. We can experience of his power and challenge ourselves to go out and obey the instructions of the master. Boys, I'm giving you a cue. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. And I see glory on its face. Surely the presence of the Lord is here.
Of his children, the Lord said he would be. It doesn't take very many, it can be just two or three, and I
around all of us as God's glory fills this place.
I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his
I want you to enter into his presence.
The
glory of God is in this place. And it's for you to step in. Don't look around. Don't lose focus. Don't be distracted. But focus on God this morning.
I can say
it's all about staying in his presence.
That I've been
and you know that you have been with God. For surely in the presence of the Lord.
Feel his mighty power and his
grace.
I can hear the brush of angels' wings and I see glory on its face. Of the Lord.
His glory. His glory. See His glory. See His glory. The glory of the Lord. Carlos Kellyanso Deli Basali and Oscapari. I want to pray for a certain set of people. When I call you, I want you to just run here very quickly. Gracie, please come very quickly. Gloria. So I say Gloria, Gloria. I always call you Gloria. Glory. And there's the last person, but now these are four friends of mine, all of them. And can I get some anointing oil, please? When I was praying for service, I saw the four of them, and God asked me to pray for them. So I want to pray for these four. You may identify with anything that I pray on. And if you still feel so, just tapping, just walking. He's to you on his heart. And he will attend his glory. May you enter another level of glory. I saw it in my spirit. And may it become real. May God become so real to you like you have ever experienced before. May you stay in power, stay in prayer, stay in the word. Carlos killing your deceiver. Ariandos get new levels, new levels. Walking through it and staying. Stay rooted in the word. Stay rooted in your foundation. The foundation of Jesus Christ. The foundation of the cross. The foundation of the blood. Stay in there. Stay in there. Stay in there. And Eugenia, as I saw you, stepping into another level of glory. May you walk in, may you stay in the presence, stay in the word, 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 understand the word. Understand the power in the word. Understand His glory, the glory of God. That's where God is leading you. Walk into it. Walk into it and live in it. And you, Ella, as you stand in for Eugenia, may the same grace come upon you. In the fullness of power, may the Spirit be activated in your life without measure. In the name of Jesus, Carlos Zelibiano Sahar. Desire to walk in power. You have desire to walk in power. And now I speak over your life that you enter the next level of your life where you walk in God, where you understand the depth of God. You walk in the power of the word, in the power of the spirit, in the power of love. Remember the cross of Calvary. Remember the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood may not be a covering over your life. All the days of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stay in the presence.
See His glory. See His glory come down.
Benedicta, you are suffering enough. Enough is enough. Today, I break every hold over your life. Any hold that holds you back from entering into the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, I break that hold. I break that hold. In the name of Jesus, walk in the power of God. Walk in His glory. Live in His glory. Desire to obey Him. Desire to obey Him. May He be the object of your life. The object of your love. And no one else, no one else will take you from the cross. I speak the covenant that Jesus made with you. I reactivate it now and declare that you shall walk in this covenant and you shall not walk in any other covenant but sign on your behalf by anybody else. By the blood, I break every such covenant and I pray, Lord, that you experience the love of God all the days of your life. 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 All the days of your life.
seats. Ian. Ian, where's Ian? Yeah, come on. Why do you expect to cause you a surprise? Yeah, that's how it is, you know. When God decides to do certain things, you don't understand. I'm not going to pray for you. But you have been desiring some things from God, right? You have been desiring to do some of the things that I do. Some of the things I can see people like Pastor Prince and so on do. I'm going to give you the opportunity to try it out right now, okay? Whatever the Lord leads you to do, just go ahead and do it. Just obey, just go ahead and do it.
Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you think you need to prepare. You need to go and fast. You need to study. You need to pray. It doesn't happen like that. You can be sitting in the bus and just God will just prophesy to this person. Prophesy what? Just prophesy what I tell you. And open your ears and listen. So go ahead. You are spending your 5 minutes. About 30 seconds is gone already. I got your back, so don't worry. Don't ask me any questions. Just do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. Don't ask me. Don't ask me how, because I don't know how. And I don't know what. But he tell you, you have been desiring it, haven't you? Now you have the opportunity. And you don't even know what to say. But ask God, what should I say? What should I do? And then you'll be surprised at yourself. Just go ahead. I saw you when I was praying. So I know what I saw. So just go ahead and obey. And you experience what God wants you to experience. You have about 4 minutes left. I'm here to support you, so don't worry. Don't look at me. It's not coming from me. I didn't give the instructions. The Lord asked me to give you the instructions. So go ahead. If you want to walk among the people, sometimes it happens that we just walk among the people, then you get to a place and God asks you to stop and talk to this person or pray for this person. Don't be looking at me. And don't be expecting anything from me. Focus on the Holy Spirit. This is your class. Maybe you may start from the class. Don't look at me like that. When it's time to cast demons, you don't go and look. Where's Uncle Bijou? Where's Uncle Caribbean? You just speak. So nobody in your class. Okay. This class. Or the facilitators. Why are you shaking? Do you know what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do? Maybe let's go to the facilitators. I'm also here. Just go ahead. Just do what the Lord needs you to do. It may lead you to do some strange and odd things, but just go ahead.
Kapaton de Alabasaya. Rafreke Zezevele Matori and Alaba Ashta. Repro Zeveni Dele Dele Mese Dele Bedele Biandos Keva. Repro Zeperiandos. Padada da 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 da. Barie Berebes. Likarusta Parepe Tete Tele Mahosa. Mataria Dele Lebes Zese. Zavuza Lepa Ruste Berebes Tele Lebes.
In the name of
The supernatural. Entry into the supernatural. Dare to enter into the supernatural. May every eye be open. To see to the spirit realm. May every ear be attentive to the spirit of God. Never so severe dosha. Ikapa marababa da parianos. Liva zize liendeskeha. Ian, you have less than 1 minute. Stop praying and do what God asks you to do. I ask you to pray, but now stop praying and do what God tells you to do right now. In the next 1 minute. Have fear, may have doubt, but still do it anyway.
His glory come down. Raise his hand, heaven see his glory come down. See
when you walk with God, this is how it often is. You don't know what to expect, but you must always be in expectation of something. If you're not in expectation of anything, and God speaks to you to do something, you get confused, like how Ian was confused. Now listen to me. You may be praying about your business, about that subject that you have been struggling with, and things are not going well. To the extent that even the BEC result, the subjects you were expecting to do well, you didn't do well. And now you are asking yourself, what is going to happen to me when I go to senior high school? Am I going to be able to follow that career that I desire? And you have been praying to God, oh God, help me. And maybe even this morning, you still pray to God, oh God, help me, Lord, turn something around. You are praying, but there's no expectation. So when God begins to speak to you and to direct you as to what to do, you don't even hear. And a lot of times, it comes in very normal and natural ways. One of the ways that I operate, I wouldn't say I'm a prophet because I'm not a prophet. I mean, I don't. God leads me in the prophetic. And he doesn't normally do it like in church like this. Then I zoom into that area. Then I begin to prophesy. No. I could be chatting with you on any subject. You could be chatting about what happened in Teen Chapel. Or I could be chatting about just anything. Then as we are talking, without even me even realizing I'm prophesying to you. That is how I move. That's how God uses me in the prophetic. I remember there was one time I went to KNUST. And then I was with a few of the young. I don't know whether any of them. No. These ones they are too young. So I was just chatting. I think in the year that we had the declaration as order, okay, we were just there in front of Independence Hall. And we were just chit-chatting. We were talking about Teen Chapel. We were talking of campus life. And then I began to talk about the declaration for the year without knowing. I was just chit-chatting with them. I said it and I said a few things. And then I think that evening or the next day or so, one of them called me and Dr. Otterman has just declared the theme for the year, and it was what we were just discussing yesterday. So what I'm trying to encourage you is that don't take normal things lightly. If you are reading your three chapters every day and you are reading more and you are praying and you are talking to your friends about Jesus, this thing will become your lifestyle. You just be walking along the road, then God begins to speak to you. I told you last week about some children that I ministered to at the children's service. I didn't give them any instructions to do anything. We just pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues, and then we encouraged them to get into the supernatural and to expect more, and that speaking in tongues was just one small part of that package. And then one of them went home, and then he was angry because the father was bedridden and he had a stroke. And during the time of prayer, according to him, he saw his father walking in front of the altar, like I'm walking right now, and eating. I don't know whether he was eating also in front of the altar or he saw him in another vision eating. So he went home, and out of anger, he commanded the father to get up. He didn't pray. And the father got out of bed and started walking. And later he ate. And the mother was shocked and surprised. And then he called Uncle Seth of the children's service. Uncle Seth, what happened in church today? Don't take lightly what God has been doing for us ever since we came back from camp. Don't take it lightly. I want us to watch a video which I have asked you to watch, and some of you have just been stubborn. You just not watch. So I'm forcing this upon you today. Okay. And then after the video, we'll launch the Bible reading. And if you have time, you can just discuss anything in your classes. And please, facilitators, don't forget to take the head count as well. Okay. So the media team, if you're ready, will watch this video. It's a very old video, but don't worry about the quality. Be concerned about the content.
Now, notice here in the King James, the Bible says, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Amen. Now, the reason why I'm teaching us about the supernatural, amen, is because the Bible is a supernatural book. Christianity is a supernatural book. But when I say supernatural, I don't mean dramatic. I don't mean startling. I don't mean frightening. I mean supernatural or not natural. A little outside the normal. Can I have an amen? Can I have an amen? All right. I'm saying a little outside the normal or a little outside the natural. And we as believers must be tuned or must be ready to receive things that are not natural. Can I have an amen? Amen? Now, what are some of these things that are important for us to receive which are not natural? For instance, we must be open to hear the voice of God. Amen. We must be open to hear the voice of God speaking to us. Because if you are not open to supernatural things, you will never hear God speaking. When he speaks, you miss it. You miss it, just like this man missed it. He said, "Surely God was here, and I didn't know it." So he almost missed it. You see, and there are many instances where God speaks. God speaks to people. God ministers to people, and they don't recognize that God is at work. In other words, they are not able to recognize the supernatural. And so I am teaching life. Maybe God will speak to you. Maybe God will show you something. Or maybe God will let you see something so that you will maybe save yourself or save somebody. Amen. I remember recently I was praying for a group of people. And as soon as I laid hands on somebody, I saw blood on her hands. I saw blood on her hand. She had lifted up her hand like that, and I saw blood all over the hand. You see, and immediately the Lord showed me something about this person. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, these things are supernatural if you are not sort of tuned to see, to hear, and to flow with supernatural things. You will always cut it out of your life. And you will say like Jacob, surely the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I want to read a verse to you from there. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's read verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14. Have you found it? All right. What does it say? It says, let's read it from the King James, ready, go. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. I want to read it from my Bible here. It says, but a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. Amen. Now, the greatest barrier to receiving supernatural... How many want to receive supernatural guidance? You know, I was preaching somewhere on Friday in Takoradi, and I was telling them, you know, there are people who are saying, you know, there's going to be unrest in Ghana. Some people are saying there's going to be a war, or there's going to be this, and people are praying. And I was saying that, you know, what we need is, if there's going to be a war, we want the prophets to tell us the dates and the time so that we can leave. How many want to know the dates and the time so that at least you can move out before the thing comes? This is what we need. We need supernatural guidance from God. We really need God to show us things specifically. Hallelujah. And we need the supernatural involvement of God. Now, I want to say that I believe that there were Christians in Liberia before the war started. How many know that there must have been Christians in Liberia? There were believers in Liberia, there were believers in Rwanda, and so on. And if perhaps they had been tuned, I don't know, but if they had been tuned to receive supernatural things, perhaps God would have shown them earlier and said, look, make this move and make that move. Because today, as we are standing, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people in camps. Camps. They live in camps. They don't live in their homes anymore. And the way their situation is, many of them didn't have passports, they didn't have visas, they didn't have tickets, they didn't have money. So they had money in the bank, but by the time the war comes, there's no bank. There's no. So they live today in camps with their families. There's no way of going anywhere other than walking. Their lives are changed forever. I personally know a lot of refugees who live in Ghana. So I'm saying that all these things, I believe that a Christian can be different from a non-Christian because God can speak to us and God can show us and say, my brother, this, this, and that. My sister, this date, this is happening. Therefore, make this move, do this, and do that. Are you listening to me? Are you still around? All right. So we need to be open to supernatural things, because if you are not open to supernatural things, you will not receive. Now, what is the greatest barrier for you and for me to receiving supernatural things? What is the greatest thing that prevents us from actually seeing. What is it that prevents us from seeing? Why is it that we don't see much? Why is it that others seem to see? Now, before I even show you that, do you know that the greatest barrier, I believe, is not devils. It's not Satan, but it is what I would call being natural. Natural. Amen. Being natural. Being, as it were, natural. Because the Bible says that the natural man receiveth not. If you are very natural or normal or logical or calculating, you don't receive. People who are here who are looking at me, natural. I know him. In the natural, people who look at me in the natural cannot receive from me. That's why there are very few people who are my classmates who are in the church. It's not easy to receive from someone whom you know naturally. In the medical school, very few people who know me naturally, who saw me going through my exams, who saw me struggling in the school, running up and down, very few of such people are in the church. But many people later on easily join the church because they don't see me so much with a natural eye. Because a natural person cannot easily receive. When you look at someone natural, that's why brothers and sisters don't easily receive from a brother and sister. That's why Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor. In other words, he has honor, but except in his country and in his own home and among his own people. But outside, where they don't know so much of the natural and they don't see with natural eyes, just normal, you know, just the normal, they are able to receive far more, far, far, far more.
That's right.
I found it very difficult to speak in tongues. Me. It was one of the most difficult things for me, to speak in tongues. Kabbalah la mama. Oh! What is this? Because you see, natural, let's analyze it. When we hear, let's analyze it. There's a lot of la 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 and ma mama and ba ba ba. Which language in the world has la 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 and ma mama and ba ba ba? Think about it. And they'll come up and say, look, now let's pray for the government. They'll say, la la la, ma ma ma, ba ba ba. Then now let's pray for the election. La la la, ma ma ma, ba ba ba. Now let's pray for our mother. Ma ma ma, la la la, ba ba ba. Then let's pray for the future. Ba ba ba, la la la, ma ma ma. When you think about it in that natural way, you are cut off. You are cut off. And you ask yourself, I mean, you know languages. You know languages. You speak French. Je suis maintenant. Pierre est sedu. And so on. You know some few French words. But you don't hear ma 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 la 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 ba ba ba. Ma 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 ma. Sometimes you hear people say ma 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 ma. Ma 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 ma. Ya ya. Ya ya ya. Ya ya. Ya ya ya. Ya ya ya. What is ya ya ya? And what is ma ma ma? So natural analysis cuts you off immediately. That's why I found it not demonic. This is not a devil. This is just being normal, human, natural, thinking, calculating, analyzing. You'll be left out. You will never see a vision in your life. I'm telling you. Even when you see a vision, you won't see it. I'm telling you, when you hear the voice of God, even when you hear the voice of God, you won't hear it. Because there is just a slight, there's a step between the natural and the supernatural. It didn't say the natural and then something else. It says the supernatural. In other words, it's natural, augmented natural. Or natural added, or something added on to the natural. Amen. And God uses certain aspects of us to be able to engage the supernatural. This is what I'm trying to teach you. God uses something in us, you get it, to engage or to be able to begin to relate with the supernatural. So what I'm teaching you, right, you if you become very natural, you will not receive it. But if you just drop, and you know how I received the Holy Ghost? I went, in fact, the first time I went, they were having Holy Ghost, they were praying in tongues. I didn't pray in tongues. I went to a prayer meeting, dining hall, Western Assembly Hall, and I went there, they were praying in tongues. And then I began to laugh at them. I laughed. You know when laughter comes and it cannot stop? I laughed and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed at the people. I said, what absurdity. Oh yeah, that was me. I always thank God that I'm saved. I laughed and laughed. Then after I began to be afraid that I have sinned against the Holy Ghost. And I began going around praying for forgiveness for sinning against the Holy Ghost. And the devil began to tell me, now you can never go to heaven because those who sin against the Holy Ghost can never be forgiven. Then after that, I began to seek for the Holy Ghost. Then after that, I went and called a certain brother from town to come and pray for us to receive the Holy Spirit. A few of us in a classroom, Scripture Union. I went to call the guy. The guy came and prayed for everybody received except me. I am the one who went to bring the man, and I did not receive, and the people received, who didn't even ask for it or even want it. I was sitting there, and I was looking around. This one was speaking in tongues. This one was speaking in tongues. And I said, what is happening? The guy finished praying, and then he said, I should carry on, you know, encourage me. The natural man does not receive. I was looking at that. You analyze the tongues. Ba-ba-ba-la, ba-ba-bo, bo-bo-bo, ya, ba-ba-ya. What is ba-ba-ya? But then, are you listening to me? One day I was praying quietly, and then I decided to forget about, you know, myself. And I wasn't conscious of anything. I just forgot about everything. I was just, Lord, fill me with the Holy. And suddenly, I just noticed it began to come. Man, la, 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 ba. It began to flow out of me. Because the natural, the thinking, the analysis, and so all those things had been dropped. And suddenly, I was being open to the supernatural. Are you here or you decided to go home? All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, God is saying that as if you are very enough, if you come forward to be prayed for, he's coming. Then you put one leg like that. I'm going to see what. Nothing can happen. All the people who are falling down, they are women. Number one. Number two, they are all emotional. And number three, they are all preparing to fall. I'm not that type of person. You see, as you are there, you won't even receive it. Even there are people who receive without falling down. Many people receive something without. But you first of all, you won't fall down. And number two, you won't receive anything. Because when the woman with the issue of blood made contact with Jesus, a lot of people were touching Jesus at the same time. But she believed. She didn't doubt or analyze. Or she just believed that when I touched it, she didn't know her explanation. Just when I touch it, I will be healed. And immediately, something happened. So I am sharing this with you to let you know, are you listening to me? That God wants to take us into the supernatural, but there is a step. When I speak in tongues, I still use my mouth. You see, I said that the natural is there and then something is added, so it becomes supernatural. Natural super. You know, we have normal, if you go and buy petrol, we have normal or regular and super. So it's super. It's still petrol, but it's super. Value added tax, but value has been added to the tax. Turn to Hebrews chapter 5. That means, what, 15 minutes? These guys. Hebrews chapter 5, quickly. Let's read verse 14 together. Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 14. All right? Now, it says, but strong meat belongeth, are you there? To them that are of full age. Amen. Amen. Are you there? Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. Now, This verse is saying something. It's telling us how the supernatural works. Nanama, are you there? So just look at verse 14. It says that strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have or experience, have their senses. Everybody say senses. Exercised to discern. Say to discern. Amen. Now I checked out the meaning of the word senses, and it comes from a Greek word, which is the word aistheteria. Let me spell it for you, and you can write it if you are interested. It says aistheteria. Did you get it? aistheteria. Aistheteria. All right? Aistheteria. Now, it means organs of perception. Organs of perception. This is from the Greek of the word from... You know, if you want to find the Greek word that was translated into every single word in the Bible, all you need is a Strong's Concordance. It's not magic. I'm not a Greek scholar. I can show you how to find it just like how I find it. You look at the word and look in the Strong's Concordance and to tell you exactly which word was translated to that word. It's not a mystery, all right? Now, the Greek word that was translated is the word aistheteria, which means organs of perception. Now, if you put organs of perception into Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, everybody, are you there? Are you there? It says that solid food is for the mature and for those who have their organs of perception exercised to discern good and evil. Amen. In other words, there are people who have their senses or their organs of perception exercised to distinguish, to discern, to make out things, good and evil. Now, the Bible, what are your organs of perception? Your eyes, your ears, your feelings, and so on. These are the organs. They are the organs of perception, to be able to perceive. Throughout the Bible, you will see people seeing things. You will see people hearing things.
That's right.
You will see people feeling things. Mm. And you always wonder, why don't I see anything? Why don't I hear anything? Why don't I feel anything? Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps your organs of perception are not exercised to discern certain things spiritually. Remember in Matthew chapter 13, and our time is almost up, I want you to turn very quickly. Amen. And verse 15, it says, for the heart of these people has become dull, and with their ears they scarcely hear. And they have closed their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return, and I should heal them. Amen. Verse 16, but blessed are your what? Your eyes. You see, these are the organs of perception. Blessed are your eyes. Why? For they see. And because they see, and blessed are your ears, or ears, as my wife says, because they hear. Because there are people who can see, but they can't see. And there are people who are hearing, and they cannot hear. Perhaps God speaks to you. You don't even notice that God speaks. And that's why Jesus said, you see, these people are watching, but they can't even see. They can hear, they can't even hear. But blessed are your eyes. But blessed are your eyes. Because your eyes are tuned in to be able to see when you see. One day I was on a plane, and the Lord opened my eyes. There was an angel sitting by me. There were two seats. I was sitting, and the angel was sitting on my left hand side, believe it or not. He was sitting there on guard. Have you seen a soldier who is sitting down? Not even a soldier, but like me, these are secret service agents who are sitting down, very alert and just like somebody who is traveling and is watching, a bodyguard watching, I was surprised. I saw he was wearing blue. Blue. Light blue. Blessed are my eyes that I could see. But when I was here, I didn't say, because see, whenever you see something, you say, oh, I was dreaming. Oh, I was imagining. And that is why God told the prophets often, you see something of your mind, of your heart. Because you see, even though it was supernatural and they were seeing, there was also a question as to whether it was from their mind. All the time. All the time. You see, people think that, you know, when you get into a supernatural, if you are seeing something, it will be so clear that there's no question. I mean, it's as clear. No, there is always still faith. But if you are not prepared to let your eyes see and hear, you never hear. Remember the story of Samuel? Samuel? Samuel, the little prophet, the son of Hannah. He was in the temple, and the voice of the Lord came and said, Samuel. And he got up, he thought it was Eli calling him. So he ran to Eli. And Eli said, I'm not calling you. Then he called him again, Samuel. Then he ran again. He was hearing, but he wasn't hearing. You see, the voice of God looked almost like Eli's voice. Just a slight step over, and then you are in the supernatural. So he took the experienced man. Eli said, it's God. God is the one speaking. You are not thinking. You are not dreaming. Open your ears and hear. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is up. We'll continue next week. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, please.
So, Ian.
That's how it is. You think that, oh, Uncle Bishop just called me. Just that she's just do anything. How can I do anything? It's my mind. And I'm sure some things went through your mind. Don't come to me, Nicodemus, and say, oh, Uncle Bishop, you know. When you say I should do this, I heard this and I felt like doing this. That's how it starts. That's how I wanted to do it publicly. If you make a mistake, who will beat you? Nobody. And for the rest of us, know the voice of God. So that when you are in a crisis, you know that voice already. I was going to give another testimony, but it's okay. I think let's move on. All right. I want to do one more thing that would break up. We'll turn around properly and then we'll discuss until the adult church closes, then we'll go home. Okay. I want to formally launch the reading of the words of Jesus. So we are going to spend 5 or so minutes to listen to an audio and read along. These have been posted in your groups already and some of you are not using it. So when you go back home, please make sure that you read. And don't just listen to audio, read. See it for yourself. Read. If you are using the audio, listen, but also read along. Okay? So wait for Uncle Moses when he's ready. Then we'll all read together. And we are all reading together from the screen. And we are reading aloud. Nobody's memory. We are reading aloud. Like the way they do it in dentistry. All right? Are you with me? Some of you are sleeping already. Facilitators, I want to remind you of our meeting after church. Okay.
Lineage of Jesus, born in Bethlehem. The book of the generation of
we are
Jesus
reading
Christ,
aloud.
The son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat. And Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon, and Solomon begat. And Josias begat Jeconias and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And Jeconias begat. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Circa 5 BC, And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and said, Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. When 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The escape from Herod, again in Galilee at Nazareth, circa 4 BC. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. And when he had gathered the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. They said, In Bethlehem of Judea. Then Herod privily called the wise men, and inquired of them what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Search diligently for the child, and when ye have found him, bring me word, that I may come and worship him also. The wise men departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it stood over where the child was. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they saw the child with Mary his mother, they worshipped him, and they opened their treasures, and presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, the wise men departed into their own country another way. When the wise men were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the child to destroy him. Joseph arose, took the child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod. When Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel. But Joseph heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod. He was afraid to go thither. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in Nazareth. The boy Jesus, at 12, visits Jerusalem, tarries behind, talks in temple with the doctors, speaks to his mother, his first recorded words, circa 8 AD, age 12, Nazareth, Jerusalem. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. When Jesus was 12 years old, he went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. They fulfilled the days, and as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. They, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and then they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. When they found him not, they turned back to Jerusalem, seeking him. After 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking questions. All that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. His mother said unto him, Son, Why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Jesus said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?
Okay, let's pause.
And they understood not.
Let's pause there. These are the very first words of Jesus Christ. No, don't go off yet. Oh. These are the very first words of Jesus recorded in chronological order. So with that, I declare the reading of the words of Jesus Christ this week, duly launched. So everybody is expected to spend, please go back to the words, screw up a little. Everybody is expected to spend 1 hour. We can do 1 hour every day. I mean, it's not a big deal. Some of us, we watch films. We the guys, we watch football. Football, how long is football? And we watch the commentary, and then we watch the build up to the match, and then we, after the, all.